In this abridged audio program, Dr. Wayne W. Dyer has researched intention as a force in the universe that allows the act of creation to take place. This work explores intention, not as something you do, but as an energy you are a part of. Part 1 deals with the principles of intention, offering true stories and examples showing how to make the connection. In Part 2, Dr. Dyer offers an intention guide with specific ways to apply the co-creating principles in daily life. Part 3 is an exhilarating description of Dr. Dyer's vision of an individual connected at all times to the universal mind of intention. Use the power of your intention to start co-creating your life right now. For more information, contact Wayne Dyer's website at www.waynedyer.com.
The Power of Intention, Learning to Co-Create Your World Your Way. Part 1, The Essentials of Intention. Chapter 1, Viewing Intention from a New Perspective. During the past several years, I've been so strongly attracted to studying intention that I've read hundreds of books by psychological, sociological, and spiritual writers, ancient and modern scholars, and academic researchers. My research reveals a fairly common definition of intention as a strong purpose or aim, accompanied by a determination to produce a desired result. People driven by intention are described as having a strong will that won't permit anything to interfere with achieving their inner desire. I imagine a sort of pit bull kind of resolve or determination. If you're one of those people with a never-give-up attitude combined with an internal picture that propels you toward fulfilling your dreams, you fit this description of someone with intention. You are, most likely, a super achiever and probably proud of your ability to recognize and take advantage of opportunities that arise. For many years, I've held a similar belief about intention. In fact, I've written and spoken often about the power of intention being just what I've described above. Over the past quarter of a century, however, I've felt a shift in my thinking from a purely psychological or personal growth emphasis toward a spiritual orientation where healing, creating miracles, manifesting, and making a connection to divine intelligence are genuine possibilities. This hasn't been a deliberate attempt to disengage from my academic and professional background, but rather a natural evolution that's been unfolding as I began to make more conscious contact with spirit. My writing now emphasizes my belief that we can find spiritual solutions to problems by living at higher levels and calling upon faster energies. In my mind, intention is now something much greater than a determined ego or individual will. It's something almost totally opposite. Perhaps this comes from shedding many levels of ego in my own life, but I also feel the strong influence of two sentences I read in a book by Carlos Castaneda. In my writing life, I've often come across something in a book that starts a thought germinating in me that ultimately compels me to write a new book. At any rate, I read these two sentences in Castaneda's final book, The Active Side of Infinity, while I was waiting to have a cardiac procedure to open one clogged artery leading into my heart that had caused a mild heart attack. Castaneda's words were, quote, "Intent is a force that exists in the universe. When sorcerers, that is, those who live of the source, beckon intent, it comes to them and sets up a path for attainment, which means that sorcerers always accomplish what they set out to do," unquote. When I read those two sentences, I was stunned by the insight and clarity it gave me about the power of intention. Imagine that intention is not something you do, but rather a force that exists in the universe as an invisible field of energy. I had never even considered intention in this way before reading Castaneda's words. I wrote those two sentences down, and then I had them printed on a card and laminated. I carried the laminated card with me into the catheter lab for my minor surgical procedure, and as soon as I could, I began talking about the power of intention to anyone who would listen. I made intention a part of every speech I gave,